love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Have you ever said something that you wish you hadn't said? Haven't we all? And we wish we could go out there and grab those words and bring them back. And sometimes we wonder why we even said those things. Where did they come from? You hadn't planned to hurt anyone, and yet there they were, hanging in air. The Word tells us that out of the heart the mouth speaks. And how important it is to bring every thought under subjection to the tearing down of strongholds. Because if we think it, we meditate on it, eventually we're going to say it. And many times the people that we speak to that hear these negative thoughts are innocent victims. There's a tendency to choose our victims, those that cannot defend themselves, those that are weak, those that will not answer back. And we have the potential of totally devastating people that we do know and love, and even strangers. Service people are undealt with anger, frustration, depression, and guilt. Just seems to free float. And we'll never see these people again. And so it's easy to do that. And it's not something we plan to do. But it just happens. But oh, we can come to the throne of God and say, God, forgive me. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of being a volcano. Are you a volcano? A volcano can set for a long time. Maybe a year. Maybe 2 years. Maybe 5 years. Maybe 20 years. But at some point, all of a sudden, the rumble comes. Rumble, 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 and the fire shoots forth. And the lava comes down. And it comes as a surprise even to us, and certainly to those around us. There are those people who seem to have explosive personalities that, because of undealt with conflict and sin, they're just bubbling all the time. Anger and resentment seems to be breakfast, dinner, and supper. But there are others, Christians, we seem to keep it under control pretty well. And for quite a while, we'll have our emotions and our temperament. We're doing fine. Our relationships are good. And then all of a sudden, this explosion comes from nowhere, seemingly nowhere. And whatever the trigger is, whoever is around us at that time, they receive the full impact. And we're almost surprised, wondering, how did that happen? And seeing the devastation, wanting to know what we're going to do about it. Well, the Holy Spirit wants to deal with the root cause of our problem, the sin in our life. That explosion doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from those emotions, those feelings, those thoughts that we have allowed to go on in our life, those hurts. And the Holy Spirit wants to take down the mountains, bring up the valleys, and straighten out the crooked in our life that we might be stable in all our ways, that the fruit of the Spirit would be manifested in our life. We are called to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Oh my, what a goal we have there. Reading from James, 3rd chapter, 2nd verse. If you could find someone whose speech was perfectly true, you'd have a perfect person in perfect control of life. A bit in the mouth of a horse controls the whole horse. A small rudder on a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain sets a course in the face of the strongest winds. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it. It only takes a spark, remember, to set off a forest fire. A careless or wrongly placed word out of your mouth can do that. by our speech, we can ruin the world, turn harmony to chaos, throw mud on a reputation, send the whole world up in smoke, and go up in smoke with it, smoke right from the pit of hell. This is scary. You can tame a tiger, but you can't tame a tongue. It's never been done. The tongue runs wild, a wanton killer. With our tongues, we bless God our Father, and with the same tongues, we curse the very men and women He made in His image. Curses and blessings out of the same mouth. My friends, this can't go on. A spring doesn't gush fresh water one day and brackish the next, does it? Apple trees don't bear strawberries, do they? Raspberry bushes don't bear apples, do they? You're not going to dip into a polluted mud hole and get a cup of clear water, are you? The Word of God, so practical and so profound. Why do I say the things I do? I think negative thoughts. Do you think negative thoughts? We're surrounded with negativity in our press. Our conversations become so easily negative. We're always building armies. It's the natural man. It's our natural fallen man. It's so easy to complain. To compliment someone, it takes a heart that's changed. To say good things. To think about lovely things. To think positively, even in a negative world. It takes a discipline of the mind. It also takes a shift of concentration. Our whole lives, we can think about those things that we don't have, or we can be thankful for those things that we do have. It's either negative or positive. In our attitudes, in our behavior, in our actions, we have choices we can make day by day, moment by moment. We can have hope for our children, hope for our families, hope for our world. Or we can be besieged by the media, by the negative forces around us, the powers of darkness, and turn into a minus instead of a plus for the kingdom of God. The Lord has called us to rule and reign with Him. Certainly, ruling and reigning is not being under the circumstances of this life and being victimized. And many times we do feel victimized. And because of that, it's easy to become angry and resentful. But most of our problems are those that we have brought upon ourselves. And we strike out at others because we feel guilty. Do you feel guilty tonight? We're not in touch with the guilt that we feel. The things that we should have done and we haven't done. The people that we should have sent cards to, visited, encouraged, and we didn't do it. Maybe lost a relative and feel guilty of those times we should have been there, should have been more thoughtful, maybe intervened, and we didn't do it. We can't bring back the past. The past is gone. Yesterday is yesterday, and today is today. To come to grips with our humanity and our failure. And yet, when we know Jesus Christ, we can come boldly before the throne of God and we can ask forgiveness. Father's door is always open. He always has time for His children. His arms are open wide.
Soft spot for fools and little children, and I'm glad, 'cause I've been both of those. I shook my fists up toward the sky, and most of those who love me, a frightened, angry boy in grown-up's clothes. But a father's eye can always see right through. And a father's heart can tell when tears are true. Now I'm standing on this road. Your hand has brought me to. Your faithful love will lead me farther on. Life sure has its choices. Choices to me, and I'm glad that sometimes I feel caught. It's hard to know which bridge to cross and which bridge I should be burning. I long to learn, I'm so slow to the top. But a father's eye can always see right through. And a father's heart can tell when tears are true. Now I'm standing on this road. Your hand has brought me to. Your faithful love will lead me farther.
Father on, going farther in Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, knowing that He, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is going to change us. But first we have to acknowledge our sinfulness and our sinful ways and desire to be changed. And that's what God is looking at. He's looking at our heart. We need a heart change. We need a new heart. A heart of flesh, and only God can give it to us, but I have to desire that. I have to see and hear those things that are hurtful. Not live in my own world that I've made as a convenience for me, but really to see things as God sees them and to hear things as God hears them. And many times the Lord will allow us to go through certain circumstances to be on the other side of verbal abuse or abuse, so that we really know what it sounds like and what it feels like and how devastating it is. And when we go through those times, it can really lead us to a deeper repentance, knowing the results of such action. And the Lord, in His mercy, allows those things. I want to be free. Do you want to be free? Yes, His heart is towards little children, and He calls us to be like little children and always looking to Daddy for the solution to our problems. And He's always there. He always has time for us. And as we read the Word of God, and it admonishes us to live in a certain way, it mirrors the thoughts of God and the goals that we should have. Reading on in the third chapter of James. I'm reading from the Blessing Version. Real wisdom, God David's wisdom begins with a holy life and is characterized by getting along with others. It is gentle and reasonable, overflowing with mercy and blessings. Not hot one day and cold the next. Not two-faced. You can develop a healthy and robust community that lives right with God and enjoy its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other and treating each other with dignity and honor. Actually, if we would just treat others the way we want to be treated. When we say something rude, unkind, angry, how would we feel if someone said that to us? To project on others how we would respond and how we would feel. And that really helps. And as my soul cries out for holiness, oh God, change me. And give me that 10-second delay between my brain and my mouth. Let me think before I open my mouth, before I say those things that are unthoughtful, do not fit the situation. Oh, Father, that my ways would be your ways, that my words would be your words, words of life, words of encouragement, creative words of power, words that heal, words filled with wisdom. I need the mind of God. I need the mind of Christ, and so do you. Reading on from James the 4th chapter, where do you think these appalling wars and quarrels come from? Do you think they just happen? Think again. They come about because you want your own way and fight for it deep inside yourselves. You lust for what you don't have and are willing to kill to get it. You want what isn't yours and will risk violence to get your hands on it. You wouldn't think of just asking God for it, would you? And why not? Because you know you'd be asking for what you have no right to. You're spoiled children, each wanting your own way. You're cheating on God. If all you want is your own way, flirting with the world every chance you get, you end up enemies of God in His way. And do you suppose God doesn't care? The proverb has it that He's a fiercely jealous lover. And what He gives in love is far better than anything else you'll find. It's common knowledge that God goes against the willful proud. God gives grace to the willing humble. And that's something I have to do myself. To humble myself under the hand of God. It's a choice I make, and it's a choice you make. Reading on, so let God work His will in you. Yell a loud no to the devil and watch him scamper. Say a quiet yes to God, and He'll be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner life. Quit playing the field. Hit bottom. And cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the Master. It's the only way you'll get on your feet. Don't badmouth each other, friends. It's God's word, His message, His royal rule that takes a beating in that kind of talk. You're supposed to be honoring the message, not writing graffiti all over it. God is in charge of deciding human destiny. Who do you think you are to meddle in the destiny of others? Oh, that is so true. It's so easy to set ourselves up on the throne and make judgments against almost every situation, whether it's in a world affairs or in the church or in the family, but we have opinions on everything. And to allow Jesus Christ to rule and reign and for us to get off the throne and not to feel that our opinion and our words are those that should be controlling every situation that's within our sphere, and even those things that are not. Without even realizing it, we have gone into pride and arrogance, wanting to run everything, having an opinion on everything. And it's all right to have opinions, but not to have the wrong attitude. To have our words seasoned with salt, seasoned with wisdom, to speak the truth in love, to make sound judgments, to be holy as He is holy.
There's a silent war that's raging deep within me. My lower nature fights to dominate. My spirit man is poised and locked in battle with the carnal side of me I've grown to hate. The trumpet of my prayer is playing towards heaven. A voice of desperation in my cry. Lord, strengthen me that I might not yield myself to sin, but keep your righteous banner lifted high. Lord, I hunger for holiness, and I thirst for the righteousness that's yours.
made in the image and likeness of God. That's you and that's me. His Holy Spirit within you. God breathed, filled with the living God, and God's plan for your life, and His love for you. The Word tells us, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, to live forever with Him. Reading from the end of Jude. But you, dear friends, carefully build yourselves up in this most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit, staying right in the center of God's love, keeping your arms open and outstretched, ready for the mercy of our Master, Jesus Christ. This is the unending life, the real life. And now to Him who can keep you on your feet, standing tall in His bright presence, fresh and celebrating, to our one God, our only Savior, through Jesus Christ our Master, be glory and majesty and strength, and rule before all time and now, and to the end of all time. Yes. How exciting following Jesus, to be caught up into His presence, to be holy as He is holy, to have our life hid in Him. How exciting and how wonderful to be filled with His love, His amazing love, and give it to all we need. God loves you. Mary Witchell here.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.